collage.
Shut down, Macabre's meltdown, bonus to break down.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me. Us. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us here. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called Negro, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not one. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptists or Methodists. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist, and you don't catch hell because you're a Methodist. You don't catch hell because you're a Methodist or a Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Democrat or a Republican. You don't catch hell because you're a Mason or an Elk. And you sure don't catch hell because you're an American, because if you was an American, you wouldn't catch no hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us catch hell for the same reason. So we all black people. You don't like to be told that. But what else are you? You are ex-slave. You didn't come here on the make law. You came here in a slave ship. In chains. Like a horse or a cow or a chicken. And you were brought here by the people who came here on the make law. You were brought here by the so-called pilgrims or founding fathers. They were the ones who brought you here. You have a common enemy. We have this in common. We have a common oppressor, a common exploiter, and a common discriminator. But once we all realize that we have this common enemy, then we unite on the basis of what we have in common. And what we have foremost in common is that enemy, the white man. He's an enemy to all of us. I know some of you all think that some of them are enemies. Time will tell. in Bandung, back in, I think, 1954, was the first unity meeting in centuries of black people. And once you study what happened at the Bandung Conference and the results of the Bandung Conference, it actually serves as a model for the same procedure you and I can use to get our problems solved. At Bandung, all the nations came together. There were dark nations from Africa and Asia. Some of them were Buddhists. Some of them were Muslim. Some of them were Christian. Some of them were Confucianists. Some were atheists. Despite their religious differences, they came together. Some were communists, some were socialists, some were capitalists. Despite their economic and political differences, they came together. All of them were black, brown, red, or yellow. The number one thing that was not allowed to attend the Bandung Conference was the white man. He couldn't come. Once they excluded the white man, they found that they could get together. Once they kept him out, everybody else fell right in and fell in line. This is the thing that you and I have to understand. And these people who came together didn't have nuclear weapons. They didn't have jet planes. They didn't have all of the heavy armaments that the white man has. But they had unity. They were able to submerge their little petty differences and agree on one thing. That though one African came from Kenya and was being colonized by the Englishmen, and another African came from the Congo and was being colonized by the Belgian, and another African came from Guinea and was being colonized by the French, and another came from Angola and was being colonized by the Portuguese. When they came to the Bandung Conference, they looked at the Portuguese and at the Frenchmen. And at the Englishmen, and at the other Dutchmen, and learn or realize that the one thing that all of them had in common, they were all from Europe. They were all Europeans, blonde, blue-eyed, and white-skinned. They began to recognize who their enemy was. The same man that was colonizing our people in Kenya was colonizing our people in the Congo. The same one in the Congo was colonizing our people in South Africa and in southern Rhodesia and in Burma and in India and in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. They realized all over the world where a dark man was being oppressed, he was being oppressed by the white man. Where the dark man was being exploited, he was being exploited by the white man. So they got together under this basis that they had a common enemy. And when you and I here in Detroit and in Michigan and in America, who have been awakened today, look around us, we too realize here in America, we all have a common enemy. Whether he's in Georgia or Michigan, whether he's in California or New York, he's the same man. Blue eyes and blonde hair and pale skin. Same man.
Thank you.
quarreling among themselves. Any little spat that they had, they'd settle it among themselves. Go into a huddle. Don't let the enemy know that you got a disagreement. Instead of us airing our differences in public, we have to realize we're all the same family. And when you have a family squabble, you don't get out on the sidewalk. If you do, everybody calls you uncouth, unrefined, uncivilized, savage. If you don't make it at home, you settle it at home. You get in the closet, argue it out behind closed doors. And then when you come out on the street, you pose a common front, a united front. And this is what we need to do in the community and in the city and in the state. We need to stop airing our differences in front of the white man. Put the white man out of our meeting, number one, and then sit down and talk shop with each other.
just like me, I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday. And that last set had simply... It was an Aaron Copland and Malcolm X sandwich. Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid, the orchestral suite from the ballet, was our bed. And mixed up on top of that, I had excerpts from American freedom fighter, black rights activist, Malcolm X. That was excerpts from his 1963 speech, Message to the Grassroots. And then opening and closing that set, two songs from our featured artist of the sound collage this evening, the Presidents of the United States of America, Volcano, and then Naked and Famous, finishing things off. You know, summer is a really great time to cook so many tasty foods on a grill. But some of the worst fires in Somerville and Medford and other urban areas have been caused by grills left unattended on porches or close to a house. And that can cause the house or apartment building to catch on fire and burn down and kill people and result in having to find another place to live for those who survive. So always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before you fire it up. And don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended, even if you're just going inside for a minute. No, don't do that. You can get somebody else to go inside and get your drink. This has been a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville, like WMFO DJ Chris Major, who's hosts Strike the Box, alternating Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. Yes, the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford have brought you this public service message because we care. Well, we've got one last set for you, and just giving you a little advance notice, Chase Carson will not be coming on promptly at 10 p.m. with the time tunnel because he had an opportunity to leave the country. And hopefully they'll let him back in so he can be here next week. But we're going to be having Savoir Faire on the air. And that should be an interesting show. I'll be tuning in when I cook my late night dinner from 10 p.m. until midnight. Well, it's not going to take me that long to cook the dinner, but that's when the show will be on. Well, I promised you three long sets, and we're going to have the final one coming up here. And, oh, yeah, I guess I should mention, backing me up my ambiance now was some more Aaron Copland. This was the Tenderland. But we're going to start off here. The next set, yes, let's get going with that. This, actually, this is Bella Fleck and his version of the Star Spangled Banner. And we're also going to hear some Cheech and Chong and Melissa Etheridge in this set, as well as some more Presidents of the United States of America, and perhaps some more.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Horrendo Revolver, and welcome to Wake Up America. This evening on Wake Up America, we're going to take an in-depth look at the recording industry. Now, recently, the industry has undergone severe criticism for its alleged use of drugs, sex, and payola in the sale and promotion of records. Now, the building I'm standing in front of right now is Monster Recording Studios, where all the sounds of Shape the 60s were recorded. And we're going to walk inside the studio tonight, visit one of the sessions, just drop in unexpectedly, unannounced, and see what goes on. So here we go, we're going to open the door now and let the chips fall where they may.
Hold it. Security here. Where do you think you're going?
Excuse me, sir. I'm Horrendo Revolver, and these are my cameramen, and we're doing an expose on the recording industry, and we just want to drop into one of the sessions unannounced to see what goes on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, guys, let's go. Okay, we're going to just walk into the first session that we see. Oh, there's a red light on now. That means a session's in session. Okay, guys, let's hit it. We're going right through that door. This is Horrendo Revolver out here on the fire escape, and there's a magnificent view of the city that we thought you folks would like to see before we go back in the studios and have a great expose on the recording industry. Okay, folks, we're back inside the hallway now, and as you can hear, there's a session going on behind that door. It sounds very much like one of those English groups, so we're going to go through that door and see what's going on right now.
Ooh, oh, those burritos. Hey, I wouldn't go in there if I was you, man.
Oh, excuse me, could you tell us, where is there a session in this studio?
Studio C, man. It's happening, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Let's see, Studio C. Oh, there it is, right over there next to Studio A. Come on, guys, let's go in. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. There's a session happening here, all right. We're just going to walk around and talk to some people now. Let's see. That man over there behind the board with a funny hat and a beard looks like the producer. Let's talk to him. Excuse me, sir. I'm Horrendo Revolver. And we're
hey,
here to do
a... man, where you dudes been? Man, you've been hanging us up.
Well, we've been on the fire escape and in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, never mind all that. Now, which one's the tenor? You the tenor? Yeah, well, listen, here's your pop. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul. You got that?
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver.
I don't understand. Look, dude, I'm the producer. I understand everything. You don't understand. Here's your part, sucker. Now get over there and sing it. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Well, okay. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Yeah, that's great, man. Only let's try it without the slobber this time.
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver from WHIC.
Oh, man. You a jock. Oh, I thought you was a background singer, man. Hey, listen, I'm Needmo. Needmo Tracks, man. I'm the producer here. Hey, listen, what do you need, man? Anything you want, you got, brother. You want some coke? I got some dynamite blow for you. Want a little dupe for this note? It's good, man. It's pharmaceutical. You blow your head off, man.
No, thank
you. What do you want, some smoke? Hey, I got some dynamite Jamaican flower tops, man. It one joint, that's right. Lester, roll the man a joint.
Well, I'm sure flower tops are very pretty, but what we're really after,
sir... Right. I'm sorry, man. I should have started off with that. You want a broad, right? Hey, you, baby. Yeah, you, come on over here. Listen, you heard a deep throat? This is a sister's sore throat. Man, this, be careful with her. She was at a big promotions convention, so she's a little tired, but she's a dynamite broad. Hey, baby, take care. What's your name?
Horrendo Revolver.
Take care of Horace for me, baby. Hey, but listen, man, before you get hung up with the broad, I want you to give a listen to this Monster Smash dynamite hit we've been working on, man. This tune is a monster, man. This sucker is so bad, it ought to jump on the charts at number one with a bullet. With your help, of course, you know what I mean. Hey, but listen, man, really, this tune is different. It's a cowboy tune. Man, do you like country and western music?
Oh, sure, I think it's super.
Well, let's give a listen to this. Lester, let's do another take.
Take 48.
Drive down to the office in the jet.
to smash yet or not.
Oh, Mr. Trax, that was a super smash single. That's just sensational. I really want to thank you for all the help you've given me today.
Hey, baby, don't thank me. Just play my record.
Oh, I sure will. I'll play that record all the time. Thanks a lot, Mr. Trax.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have seen what goes on in the recording industry. I don't have to say a thing. It all speaks for itself. I can only say that what's happening in the recording industry only reflects what's happening in society today. This is Horrendo Revolver saying good night for Wake Up America.
Wake up, America, you're dreaming.
Come on, guys, let's get out of here.
Hold it. Security, where do you think you're going?
Well, we're done now. We were just going to go home.
Just going to go home?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, you'll have to have a pass.
Well, we don't have a pass.
You don't have a pass?
No, sir.
Well, how did you get in here?
Huh?
You, up against the wall. Turn around. Come on.
Come inside.
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. So satisfied. A pussy burn and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy burn and looking so satisfied. A kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Y'all gonna spend the night. You kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. You kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. Outside!
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it.
A pulled a guy in a- ask you nothing more. So answer in English, if you can. Where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Right here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Downtown DJ, 'cause I was born in
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, so let go. Let's go, let go.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is the conclusion, yes, of our sound collage for you this evening. In that last set, we began with Bella Fleck, the virtuoso banjo player, and that was his cool cover version of the Star Spangled Banner from Flight of the Cosmic Hippo. Then Cheech and Chong making their first of three appearances in that set with Wake Up America. Then Melissa Etheridge, All-American Girl. Cheech and Chong, the conclusion of Wake Up of America. Our featured artists, the Presidents of the United States of America with Kitty. And I needed to use my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out those bad words. I actually used glass bottles popping to do that. And then we heard our final piece from Cheech and Chong, Born in East L.A. And just as we began the show with Good Evening, Ladies and Gentlemen, Part 1, well, Ladies and Gentlemen, Part 1, from our featured artist, we ended things with Part 2 of that. And right now we're here in the 1812 Overture. As we, well, we don't have a jazz prelude to the time tunnel tonight because Chase Carson is out of the country. And instead, we have legendary WMFO DJ Savoir Faire here to take you through till the midnight hours. And what are you going to be doing for our listeners tonight?
Good evening, Edward, and everyone else. Yes, we are going to try to keep it true to Chase's typical genre and era format. His show kind of parallels with mine. I normally host songs from the Squid Pod Sunday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m., where we also have a primary focus on the 80s, although, as I said, different genres. I kind of focus more on the new wave post-punk sound, but some of the music you hear this evening will not come as a surprise to you if you are a normal listener to my show.
Excellent. Well, I'll certainly be listening because I got a dinner to go and make.
Nice.
And a dinner to eat as well. Although, making it has to come first. So, I hope you all have a safe holiday weekend. Remember, if you're under the influence of anything, don't even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. And, you know, texting is just as bad or even worse than being drunk and getting on the road. So please don't do that. And, well,
be safe.
Yes, be safe and be here again next Friday for another episode of Plastic Sushi or Tears of the Gods. It'll be one of them here on WMFO in Medford.